Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's another beautiful Friday, which means it's time for another beautiful producer podcast. We're doing something a little different today. Clearly, I'm Sean, producer Sean. Producer John's actually, he's out for the day. He's taking some time off, enjoying himself. Johnny, we miss you. So I thought we'd do something a little more fun, and we have an intern right now. His name is Jack. Jack is here. Jack, say hi.
How's it going, everyone?
So I thought, without John, why not do the producer podcast with Jack and maybe ask him a few questions about what it's like being an intern with us and what it's like, you know, getting into radio and all that fun stuff. Jack, you've been here now about a week with us. How have you been enjoying it?
Oh, it's horrible. I hate it. Everyone's so mean to me. I'm getting tortured every day.
And that's exactly how you don't become an intern anymore. Get out.
Yeah. No, I love it. You guys have been so cool with me. And literally the first day, you guys have like welcomed me with open arms. So far, I haven't messed up anything yet, and you know, I just love being here, so I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, man, we couldn't thank you enough for choosing us to do your internship with. We're happy that we're being great guests to you. So, Jack, what we do every week, me and John, we like to talk about some of the bigger topics Anna and Raven mentioned through the week, and pick it apart ourselves, have a little fun with it, tell our own little story. So we're going to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So Monday, we were talking about like the best meal you've ever had at a gas station. Some people were saying things like good barbecue. I think Anna said she got barbecue from a gas station. That was really good. Someone said they were getting like good sushi from a gas station, which I'm sorry, I still doubt. I've never seen a gas station with good sushi.
I don't trust any seafood at a gas station. I just can't do it.
Oh, no, not at all. But have you ever gotten a meal from a gas station that you really enjoyed?
I had a pretzel once, and that was like 2 years ago. And they had this like, you know how at movie theaters they have like those heated like pretzels, those like giant Bavarian pretzels. I had one of those, and it actually wasn't bad because they had like their own homemade honey mustard.
Ooh.
And honestly, like, listen, I don't eat a lot of stuff from gas stations except for like bagged like chips and stuff like that. And it was the best pretzel I've ever had.
You know,
I was
that's
really impressed.
That's really weird. I mean, I feel like pretzels aren't hard to screw up. And I feel like also if you're going to eat a pretzel, you need to have it with mustard.
Yes.
You know, I feel like a pretzel with mustard is a must.
And if it's cheese, like, all right, cheese, but you want honey mustard.
Oh, definitely. I've never gotten anything too great from a gas station. To be quite honest with you, I try to stay away from all food from gas stations. Although there is one station within my area. They have like a little kitchen and they sell the most amazing breakfast sandwiches.
I've been told that's a thing.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. And I never thought in my life I would get a good breakfast sandwich from a gas station. But, well, here I am talking it up. And actually, I think I might go and get one after this because they're open 24 hours. And I can get it whenever. So Tuesday, we're talking about driving habits that your spouse has that basically drive you crazy.
Oh, I've got something for that one.
Do you?
I mean, I don't have a spouse.
Jack, you got a spouse, Jack? Yeah?
Listen,
you're married, are you?
I don't have a spouse. But I'm not to throw her under the bus, but my sister, she has a really bad speeding habit.
Well, you threw her under the bus already.
Yeah.
Now she knows.
Yeah, like, but it's funny because she blames the car. It's always like, you know, it's my sister.
It's a sensitive gas pedal.
It's like, no, Jack, it's not me. It's the car. I'm like, no, it's not. I know it's not the car because every car we drive, you have the same issue and I don't. If anything, you have a heavy right foot and I don't, which has to be an issue.
You know who, what kind of person blames a car for when it comes to speeding? A person who has a problem with speeding.
Yes. I say that too.
You know, it's funny. I don't have a spouse either. So there's not particularly any driving habits I could point out from my quote-unquote spouse, but I can say that I have been told time and time again that I drive like a grandmother.
Me too.
I know that people say that like I'm a terrible driver because I drive so slow and I obey all the speed limits. I'm sorry, but I'm just not. I don't want to be the guy who gets a ticket for speeding. And that's exactly why I drive as slow as I do. Other than that, I think that's the worst driving habit I have. Do you have any bad driving habits?
I don't think I do. I mean, I'm pretty good with not speeding, but making sure I'm at least 10. Like, if I'm on highway and it says, like, 65 miles per hour, I would say a good 73.
That's extremely specific.
Yes, but it's something that I just keep noticing. But I am pretty good with, you know, traffic signals, like, you know, and stop signs I'm always really good at, because I stop not even, like, maybe a foot behind the stop sign line, if you know what I mean.
How many seconds you wait at the stop sign for?
Depends on where I am. If it's an intersection.
Oh, no, Jack. It doesn't depend on where you are.
No, I know. I'm
Three
always good at it.
Seconds, Jack.
I go for five. But
okay, all right. I can live with that. Well, Wednesday, we were talking about how you knew a place was fancy. And I always find that to be an interesting conversation, because I always feel like people always choose different things for how you, like, know a place is fancy. Some people have said, for example, someone said, like, if you see a water fountain inside a place, you know the place is fancy. I've seen water fountains inside plenty of places that didn't seem so fancy. But do you have anything yourself, Jack, that when you see something in an establishment, you're like, yep, this place is going to be fancy, real fancy?
Oh, yes. Not to flex, but when I go to Capitol Grill, they always have the servers come around and they'll scrape the crumbs off your tablecloth. And not just that, but I guess when you go to a fancy restaurant and they actually fold the napkin when you go to the bathroom, like if you leave
what?
It in the chair.
When you go to the bathroom?
When you go to the bathroom and I come back, it's like it's already like a nice folded, like a very neat napkin. I'm like, wow.
My
like,
dirty hand's been on that. All the crumbs
well,
and
like,
sauce
a clean
from
one.
My
I think,
mouth.
I think it's a clean napkin they gave me.
I want to imagine him touching the dirty napkin, honestly.
I can't imagine either. I mean, it'd be like a CSI investigation.
But a place like cleaning the crumbs off your table, that's amazing.
No, but they scrape it. They have like a little scraper and they scrape it off and it's a whole process.
I don't know if I'd be mad at that. Like, I wanted to finish those crumbs. Like, no. That's part of the meal. Especially if it's a fancy place. You're paying a lot.
I mean, if it's on the tablecloth, it's like, all right, but...
I use it like a plate almost where I just kind of fold the cloth and just... You know, eat
just
the crumbs.
Shake it off.
Yeah, shake it off. Maybe get the extra crumbs on whatever meal I'm having.
Yeah.
A little extra crunch, a little extra crisp. Anytime you go to a place where the price isn't on the menu or there's no pictures of the food, then I'm like, okay, I'm paying a lot here. This place is going to be super fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though. I mean, I don't know. We've had a lot of people kind of say the same thing when it comes like to menus. Menus just seems to be a big indicator of how fancy the place is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think when I see the menu, and they don't even do the dollar sign. They just write the number.
Yes.
23. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ah, okay. Yep, I see what we're doing here.
Or like 42 and like a little dash next to it.
Yep.
I get that all the time. I'm just like wow, okay. Like,
can I assume that's 42 cents?
Can I just see the extra 63, please? Just a little fee.
So Thursday, Anna and Raven were asking you, what did you sell online and how much did you make for it? Raven's wife, Alicia, has been getting rid of a lot of Raven's stuff because, one, it's been, you know, taking up a lot of room, and Raven likes both cash on hand and not having clutter. So Alicia took it upon herself to start selling some of his stuff online, which seems pretty successful so far for him. Jack, have you ever sold anything online?
I think like an old dresser or like an old, like a wardrobe. Because I have a lot of stuff in my garage. So, like, I used to have this app called, I think it was, like, Sell It or something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, I got to know, though. How much did you make off that dresser?
I want to say, like, $250 or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it was an old vintage.
Yeah, was like, it a marble dresser? Like,
no,
what?
It was, like, an old wooden one. Like, stuff you see, you know, that looks vintage. Or
$250?
It was. Listen, this is, like, decades ago. I think it was like original price was like $1,000 or $800.
Okay.
So I was
okay.
Like, listen, I'll be decent enough and say $250. So
kind of wood was it made out of?
I don't even know.
Wonder really. If that factors in the price, you know?
It was a very shiny wood.
That's a good birch
that.
Right there. It's a good mahogany.
Look at the scratches on that wood. My lord.
That's a good cut on that that piece of lumber there. I think I'll pick that one up for a couple $100.
Nice shapes.
Yeah, I myself have never sold anything online. Oh, you know what? That's a lie. I did. A long time ago, I sold a camera. And this is actually before, this is before like Facebook had the whole marketplace now.
Right.
I actually think I did like Craigslist.
That is.
So I was going back.
Slow.
Yeah, yeah. But that's about it. Other than that, I try to stay online. I think I don't ever sell anything online because I had such an uncomfortable experience selling something online.
It feels weird.
It does. Meeting a stranger in a parking lot. And then they try to haggle me more. And I was like, no, just take the camera. Like,
we agreed on the $250.
You're getting it
dresser.
For a steal. Yeah, you know, like, come on, man. Just take it. I don't know how I feel about selling things online.
Right.
I'd just rather donate it, to be honest with you. Depending on what it is, I'd rather not deal with the hassle and not make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the online sales.
Exactly.
Today we had a really fun break. It was two families got into a giant fight at Magic Kingdom.
Yes!
How do you get into a fight at the happiest place on earth?
That's a great question. But also, like, I don't know why, you know, this makes me happy, but I love hearing about fights and like completely ironic like locations. Like, especially in Disney World, where it's supposed to be happy things and, you know, go to all the other parks, especially Magic Kingdom, where maybe the weirdest thing you'll see is, like, you know, Pluto kicking a bottle or something like that. So to hear a fight, oh, that just makes my Friday.
You know, I just, oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe anyone is that angry at Disney World. Like, I refuse to believe it. That's like,
what,
insane.
Was it the wrong churl? Like, what was the cause of it?
I believe one of the members of one of the families stepped out of line to grab her phone or something. And when she came back, I guess this other group saw her as cutting the line.
Oh,
so they waited for them when they got off the ride.
And thought, finally, the time to attack.
Yeah. But again,
that's
Disney World.
So weird. I mean,
there's kids everywhere.
Exactly. Like, listen, I can see if it's like kids fighting, but adults, like grown, like adults who are potentially parents, aunts and uncles.
And I think like, this is the sad part too, is like, especially like, it kind of reminds you of like, you know, you see like parents getting into fights maybe at like their kid's soccer game or something.
Like, it's scary.
It is. And they're like,
because who knows
you know
what could happen?
You don't want the kids to see that. I mean, that's insane.
Oh,
that's absolutely
goodness.
Insane. Over being cut in line.
For getting a phone. Like, if I saw that, I'd be like, all right, cool, get in line.
Okay, so you wouldn't fight someone if they cut you off in a line?
Like, unless there's like a really good reason. Like, if they said, oh, like, if they came back and be like, hey, why are you cutting in line? And it's like, oh, sorry, I left my phone in my car. It's like, okay, I can understand that. But if you just cut the line because you're just being a jerk, I'd be like, all right, I'm not violent, but listen.
Jack gets violent. You heard it here. Jack's just, like, I'm not a violent man, but I'm a very violent man when you cut me off in line.
But that's just my mentality. It's like, listen, like, it's kind of one of those things where you don't want to fight, but you kind of have like that, oh my God, like the I guess the legal right to do, where it's like, all right, you cut me off for no reason. You know, the rings are coming off. The watch is coming off. I don't want to do this, but hey, listen, we got to make TMZ news at some point.
I see what you're doing here, Jack. You don't want to fight, but you want to fight when it comes to the rules. If you got to follow the rules, so does everyone else.
There must be rules. There has to be rules in terms of a fight.
There you go. Look at that. Jack, the rule enforcer. Do not cut this guy off in a line.
I can't wait to have that on like on a resume. Just, I am the enforcer.
Yeah, I fight people in lines. I would keep that off the resume if I were you.
How long have you been doing this for? About like 2-3 weeks.
That just might be a hobby.
My strange addiction.
Well, all right, Jack, I couldn't thank you enough for filling in for John in this week's producer podcast. And, you know, it's a pleasure to have you here as an intern. We'll still have you for a few more weeks. And, again, thanks for being here. Thank you for joining us in the producer podcast. You have anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Just thanks for not firing me, you know.
Can't fire you because you're an intern.
Right.
But don't give me a reason to. Don't cut me off the line.
But, no, thanks for having me. I know, you know, hopefully the work I put in pays off and I'm just really glad to be here. You know, no complaints.
Well, Jack, it's nice to have you here, especially that you got to get here as early as we do. It's not easy, but hey, man, thanks again. And listen, thank you very much, everyone, for listening to Producer Podcast, and we will catch you next week.
Sayonara.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.